Hold on. All right. Episode 127 of the Fair Enough Podcast. We got a little bit of Hard Knocks today. We got a little bit of, I got some NFL food today that I want to talk about.
Okay.
Because I mean, what's better for a sports and food podcast than NFL stadiums?
Food.
Yeah. Come on. It's money.
That's fair.
Bob in Detroit, Mike in Chicago, Jack in Detroit. I had the whole operation here because these guys just jump in. And most of the interesting talks that they have together are immediately before I press record. So I made sure to stop them and now pick up where you left off.
I don't know where we're at. I was just talking about how good I looked because of
you
what
look
you
fucking
said.
Great.
Yeah, I did exactly what you told me. I got the OG haircut.
Uh-huh.
I got my beard to where I want. I got my hole, but it looks good still.
It does.
Why do you have a hole? I feel like I've known you for 10 years and I don't know that.
Dude, Jack wasn't like, here this last episode.
Oh, well, I got alopecia in my beard. So
what
I just
got to.
I'll fucking murder you where you stand. There you go. But, yeah.
That's cool.
What I was saying last week is that I get self-conscious about it. So I always get to the point of this and I go mustache. And he was like, dude, just clean your fucking beard up, yada, yada, yada. And I did everything. And I was the second best looking guy at the wedding, hands down.
Dude, it looks great. The second you got in, I was like, damn, there he is. That's the Michael I know. Confident and suave.
Yeah. Can we get a check on that fade again?
Yeah, I didn't really get to see that.
It's hard to see. Oh.
Yeah, he cleaned you up nice.
Yeah, that's magnificent.
That's
my
just
hair is
guy.
A mess, but.
You got a guy, right?
Oh, I got a chick.
Oh, regardless. But you got one person.
Yeah. Exactly.
Do you have a guy, Bob?
Yeah, I got a chick, Bethany. She's great.
Bethany.
Where's she at?
She is up at Lady Jane's of Birmingham. I actually went in there because of Gabby.
How much is she taxing?
It's like 35 bucks. 35 bucks after tip. Unless you get the scalp massage, which I do every other time, I'd say.
All right, I might have to hit her up.
Little things.
I'm fed up with everybody I get my hair cut by.
I'm telling you, you're gonna love her. She's awesome, and it's just a great cut.
Good.
Or you need to go to the hood, find a guy, preferably black or Muslim, and they'll do you right. No matter what you want, that's what you need.
In a building with no sign.
Yep.
I had a Pakistani cut my hair, and it was fantastic, but it was expensive, and it was out of my way. Like, you got to schedule way in advance, and...
No, yeah.
Yep.
No.
You know what they say, dude? Pakistani's just good with the shears there.
They are magnificent.
Did I ever tell you guys about the time when I got my hair cut for my brother's wedding and it was a day before the wedding and the power went out and they were midway through my haircut?
No way.
Yes, dude. I got photos of it somewhere. Literally, so I was the only dude in there at the time. The one barber was holding two phones with the flashlights and the other dude is lining me up like in the dark. I was like, what the fuck? It looked really good though, thankfully.
So it ended up working out?
Well, yeah, I said, dude, I looked at them. I go, I need this haircut done. Like, there's nothing. The one dude barely spoke English, but I looked at the other guy that owned the place. I'm like, this needs to be done. I'm in the best man tomorrow. Like, I don't got time.
I am going to a wedding. You can't let me leave looking like this.
Yeah. But he got me right. He straight razored me, too, in the dark. And it
under
all...
the phone light.
Yeah, and he got it right.
Damn, you trusted this guy.
I didn't. He just kept going right at it. He just kept grabbing different parts of my face, and I was like, all right. I mean, you're the one with the blade. I mean, what am I going to say, no?
Yeah, I mean, well, just don't move is what I'd be focused on.
Yeah, I didn't move. It ended up working out.
That's good. Pakistani?
Yeah. Some sort of.
There you go.
Yeah. It's a good time.
So the wedding was this past weekend.
Correct.
How was that?
It was actually really good.
Was it?
Yeah, it was like very, they did the ceremony outside of the venue. It took 3 minutes to do the ceremony. It was just like pretty much just the vows, like bop, 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 done. And then it was just a good group of people. I mean, nothing crazy exciting, nothing over the top. It was just a very low
key. How many?
Whew, probably 100 people.
It's money. It's right in a sweet spot.
Yeah, it was good stuff. But yeah, food? Had a great time. Food, middle, just run of the mill. Not bad, but nothing to be like, holy shit. They went with pulled pork and fucking chicken parm as their two proteins, and then like fettuccine alfredo, and then mac and cheese as the two like sides.
It was very, I like that a lot.
Yeah, and then they had like a potato cheese casserole, and then those were like, that was your meal. So
damn.
It, but the quality wasn't phenomenal. I mean, for being in St. Louis, I expected better, better barbecue, pulled pork, and mac and cheese, but
it was not up to par, hey?
I don't know what the par was. I don't have a handicap. I don't have enough rounds on the fucking app to create my handicap on my barbecue in St. Louis, but if I had to assume, okay, just trying to use my rational brain here.
They got to be good.
Yeah, you would think. I mean, that's what they're known for. They literally have a style of ribs. You got to be good at the thing you do.
Yeah. There wasn't ribs, though, right?
No, there wasn't.
Damn.
But still.
Would have been.
How much do you guys generally think a wedding should cost?
Like, oh, like for the wedding, like the whole
like,
thing?
Like, what do you mean? Like, in my perfect world? I'm not going to say zero.
No, yeah, not in your not perfect world, but like.
Are you talking like traditional weddings?
Well, I guess that's kind of what I'm getting at, is that depending on where you come from, a wedding.
Or where do you go? Where do you come from?
Yeah, got it. No, a wedding can just be like, it can be 10 grand or it can be 250 grand.
So you're not asking how much should weddings cost. You're asking how much do weddings cost.
Yeah,
I guess. Okay. Okay, so here's what I'm getting at. The people that I am employed with often have incredibly expensive weddings, $200,000 weddings, and I don't know anything other than that. So I guess I'm wondering what a wedding actually costs for like regular white people.
I think a township white person wedding is probably between 65 and 100. Would you say that's fair,
no,
Michael?
I think that's way higher than you think.
Too high?
A pretty middle class white wedding. I think that ballpark's a little more. I'd say between 15 and 40 for like normal people. Really? And then as you keep, that's like for
probably
your standard run of the mill, I think.
The bulk of Americans.
Yeah. Unless you're getting, you know, and depending on how many people with venue, but if you go crazy, I think, yeah, then just when you start getting those higher upper echelon things, even like the upper middle class, that's when you start getting those 50 to 100. I think 100,000 is a lot for a wedding, no matter how much money you make.
Send a quick Google through the machine there, Jack. Chat GPT this thing. How much does the average American wedding cost? And then look one up in Europe. I feel like they, for whatever reason, I feel like they just do, like, shit looks nicer over there, but they do things cheaper over there.
I was going to say, it looks like they do their shit for free, but it's like, it makes sense.
Like, yeah, come to City Hall. Like, we'll hook it up.
Average wedding costs in America. What do you think it is? Go.
Give me $22,000.
It's a good guess, Michael.
I was going to be in that range. I don't know, because he said 22. I'll go 24. I don't know.
What a prick.
I think it's right.
35,000.
Oh, really?
Wow. I thought it was. Price is right at me in one.
Yeah. Like well, I was going higher than 22 either way, but
22,001.
Yeah.
Drew.
Yeah, Drew. But I feel like 35 is definitely, that seems pretty standard, I guess. But I definitely think you can get bargain, like, if you don't care where, like, the reception, or, yeah, the second thing, if you don't really care where that's at, you can get really good deals, I think.
How do you pay for that? Do you take out a loan for your wedding?
Well, I think people do take out personal loans for, like, catering and stuff like that.
I think traditionally, though, it's like the father or the bride's father is supposed to pay for the wedding or whatever.
I think it's more like half and half now.
Well, yeah, I don't think that happens anymore. I'm saying, like, that was like the traditional, like, American fucking God given way of doing it.
Give my princess a Cinderella gown and throw her a party.
Pretty much.
100%. I think that's exactly what it probably was up until like
10 years ago.
After 2008, everybody was like, I ain't doing that anymore.
Shit, money's getting tight.
Things have changed. All right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, R. Kelly's not doing his thing anymore. We got to start fucking, we got to even this shit out here.
Let's even the odds.
I think a lot of shit about weddings is changing because here's a quick announcement that I didn't plan on making, but Savannah and I actually went and looked at some wedding rings last weekend, or some engagement rings.
Gay.
Yep. You're kidding.
No. I literally like signed these I signed these jewelers. I've been trying to sign these guys for literally 3 years since I started Odyssey to work with us. And I signed them on Wednesday, and then I called John, the owner, the next day, and I was like, hey, good news. I'm basically going to, at some point, pay 1 month of this for you. So I'm coming in on Saturday. So we did. But people now, like, people that I've talked to are, like, older people. Say, oh, so she's not going to be surprised then? I'm like, nah, I think the surprise thing is kind of like here and there nowadays. Girls go now, design the ring, as they should.
No, they
should. Most of them have a good idea that it's coming. Well, they're wearing it.
Yeah,
I don't know
what
I'm doing.
But I'm paying for it. First of all, fuck that.
So?
If I think something looks dope, like, I'm fucking picking that out.
Yeah, but they're still going to be surprised.
Well, of course, but
even before, when guys didn't take them to go do the ring thing, they knew what was coming eventually.
No, dude, you get the size of a bitch's ring day one, on accident, like that. You do something with your, that's a nine.
You just grab around their finger on the first date.
And I'm going to get a tattoo on the outside of my fingers that's inches.
Yeah. The whole circumference is accounted for.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, yeah, what do you want to drink, by the way? I'm sorry. I didn't get your name yet. I was just checking. Make sure you were 5.3, just like I thought.
I do think that they should go with a guest, but, like, I don't know. I think there's a little bit of both. I think if you have a trustworthy jeweler and you have a good idea of what you're, like, partners like is interested in, I think you can get something that's a little more like a surprise if you have the balls to do it.
So you think that, like, talking about it then is fine, like, just absolutely. Talking to your girl, and your girl probably bring it up naturally, but, like, what kind of ring she wants and things like that, and
absolutely
talking about it with your future wife is fine, and then, but you don't want them designing the ring,
exactly,
or knowing, like, when you go in for the conversation.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
It's like asking a girl, like, what kind of shoes you like, and she goes, oh, I like Air Forces, and then I don't let her pick which ones. I just go and get, knowing that they're Air Forces. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I pick out the colorway. Like, all right,
Air Forces
likes...
and a diamond ring are so much different, but
no,
I get
not.
What you're trying to say.
Hey, yeah, nah, it's dude. Way they're one in the same, baby. They're one in the same, but different.
Dude, I wish they were just Air Force prices, too.
Yeah, no,
let
it's
alone
not.
The complexity.
Are you willing to, like, say, like, are you going the traditional route in terms of price range?
No.
Okay.
No. I think that's wild.
I think that's fucking
insane. People are doing that now still, then they, like, you're just a crazy person.
Yeah, okay. I'm just making sure. If not, I was going to call you after and be like, dude, you don't do that.
Yeah. No. Nope. And she loves the lab-grown diamonds, which the only difference is, and what they tell you is, like, they're just not good resale. And I'm like, well, hopefully I don't have to fucking resell this thing. So I don't really give two shits about whether it's good for resale. Looks the exact same. It looks great. So if she can get a bigger rock because we're paying less for a lab grown, let's do it. Why not?
Or more rocks?
Yeah, or more rocks, if you're into that kind of thing.
Dude, if I got married, I'd want to get one of those fucking rings that are made out of skateboard decks. Have you ever seen those?
No.
they take recycled skateboard decks, they rip all the grip off, and then they like glue them together. And when you cut on the outside, all the pieces of wood that make up the decks are all different colors. So it's just like a natural pattern. And then they carve them into rings, bowls. They put epoxy around it. It looks sick as fuck.
That's really sick.
Yeah, so it'd be like a wooden ring, but it'd be tempered or whatever you want to say.
It would say tech deck on it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's sick, though, that they do that.
They are super sick. But, yeah, anyways.
Hard Knocks, you watched?
Oh, I cried.
Yeah.
Literally, brutal. Dude, when Duke Kid found out he tore his shit, I, like, started tearing up. And I'm also stoned right now, so, like, being high watching it made me actually, like, tear up. Usually I can hold it in because I'm not a fucking child. But yeah. I, like, was like, holy fuck, man, that, like, it got me when he was hugging his mom for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah. So this really was hit deep. If you haven't or you have watched by now, Mike's talking about Ian Wheeler.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he was kind of the last two or three episodes they've been talking to this guy. I think it was either last episode or episode two where they did the little, you know, this is who Ian Wheeler is. He was a medical student at Howard and should be a doctor right now, but instead he's trying to play in the NFL, which is sick. And he's just like, seems like the nicest, coolest dude ever, too. Yeah,
he does seem like a really appropriate man.
Just down to earth kind of guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, when he, because I saw something on Twitter and I was like, fuck, I didn't need to see that right now. It was like a quote from Ryan Poles just saying, Ian Wheeler can call me anytime. Yeah. And I was like, fuck, that kid didn't make the team. But I didn't know why. I didn't know that he tore a shit in the game. So when I saw that, I was like, fuck. And yeah, that that scene where he's just hugging his mom and Hard Knocks just kind of let it ride. It felt like fucking 10 minutes that he was hugging his mom. It was like, holy shit, this is brutal.
Yeah. Shit was wild. And but you know what? In the weirdest way, it's a blessing in disguise because I think he would have been the one that ended up getting cut. So now he has a whole year to have another chance at next year.
Do you think he goes for it?
Dude, maybe. Because
after what Poles said at the end, Poles was very like,
you got work to do.
Yeah, he was like, you got work to do. But like he was basically acting like he would bring him back anytime.
Yeah. So I think he would, and I mean, dude, Roshan, this will be his third year next year. Oh, Khalil Herbert, I think, will be up. So there might be a spot if, you know, Herbert wants any bit of real money, which I don't think he will. But either way, it's cool that he gets a whole other chance because he was already on the fringe.
Yeah. And he scored a touchdown in that game.
Yeah, I think he had a touchdown I think he had two touchdowns in the preseason somewhere. He won call back.
Did he?
Another one?
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, good dude. The fucking part where what's the O-lineman's name? The funny O-lineman. The rookie.
The kid? Bethany or whatever.
Yeah, he asked somebody to go get, he needed dude wipes. And he brought back Clorox wipes. Kid's a character. Talk about a locker room guy. He's the same guy that did the Speedo for his song, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Shit's hilarious.
Proud to be an American or whatever. That was great.
Dude, I'm sure that Clorox would work. Those wipes would work. As long as you don't go in the hole, I think you'd be just fine.
What?
What?
That's Are like, you taking a Clorox wipe to your asshole?
No, but I'm saying I'm sure it would work. Think about it if you were to spray disinfectant on your hand. You're not tearing up. You're not. It's not like that. You know what I mean?
Are you doing this, Jack?
Absolutely the fuck not.
No,
so
no,
what
no,
if
no.
It's, what if it's a Clorox wipe or say you're in the woods, you got Clorox wipes or you got like leaves and stuff around you.
Dude,
you could
come
probably
on.
Like what's your play? I'm
Are
just
you
wondering.
Kidding me? A Clorox wipe? What the fuck? Are you crazy?
It just feels like if you stick it up there, it could sting
Dude,
somehow.
Are you shoving toilet paper inside of your asshole?
Like, no, but I'm dabbing the top.
I'm not putting bleach anywhere near it either.
Okay, but
it's
all
like
don't,
getting the grease
they all
off
don't
pizza.
Have bleach on them, Jack. That's the thing. I think they were just disinfectant wipes, which you can wipe your ass with if you were in a pinch, literally.
So if that, yeah, but if they're killing 99.9% of bacteria, they're doing that with chemicals. Dude,
why don't
I was
we,
just
no,
gonna
no,
say
no, no.
I'd rather kill 0% than 99%.
You're out of your mind.
Yeah, I don't want everything dying in there.
You're out of your goddamn mind. No, you're wrong, dude. You would be fine.
You want a couple of towns around your asshole that are not, you know, completely disinfected.
A couple populated cities.
Yep.
I don't want know. It to be Chernobyl. I think you guys are being fucking gross about it. Oh, fuck you.
I do think it would sting, though, and I might take a nice green leaf over.
Dude, do you have a cut in your asshole? Dude, it would not sting. Why would it sting?
Because it feels kind of like when you're eating buffalo wings, like it stings coming out. So why
no,
would that?
Dude, no. You're out of your mind.
Feels like a spiciness.
Like would you replace your napkin with a piece of 90 grit sandpaper?
No. Yeah, I wouldn't do it. It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is, dude. It's just like Air Force Ones and rings.
Okay.
Same but different.
Fine. I'll give you
same
that.
Same but different. Exactly. Okay. Oh. But anything else on Hard Knocks? What
it
do you think? Outlook
boring,
outlook on the boys after
of,
and
I'm
thoughts
happy.
On the whole show?
The whole is it over or is there one more?
I think there might be one more.
Hold on.
All right.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. It was boring, but it's cool to, like I said a couple weeks ago, it's cool to see the ins and outs and how the shit works. I never watched the Hard Knocks. It's cool, but I feel like unless this is just kind of how it goes, they focus on the rookies a lot, and I wish they would have focused on some more of like the just the other than Jalen Johnson, focus on any other of the position guys. Seems like anyone on that defense would have been fun to look at.
Yeah, I wish they would have done something with Montez Sweat.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a guy who's a vet. He knows, like, he would probably be some sort of a character on the show, but
him and Keenan Allen, I think, are my biggest qualms.
That's who I wanted too, but I think because of how new Keenan Allen is, they said, "Nah, we can't just fucking. We just signed DJ Moore to a fucking $70 million contract. We can't shine the light on Keenan Allen here."
I think it's a combination of that. And, like, also, not only is he too new, look at Walt. Walt's pissed. He never comes out. I think it's a combination of him being too new, but also him being old and being like, I don't want these cameras in my face all the time.
Yeah, get away from me.
You know? Like, yeah exactly. That type of thing.
Oh, yeah. It was cool. I wish there was more. Like I said last week about the McCaskies, I did that his hood is the McCaskies own it. I'm not letting them swear and show all the emotions. I feel like you get like a half-assed version of it, you know?
Yeah. DJ Moore, wasn't DJ Moore famously in the Panthers Hard Knocks his first year? It was either their Hard Knocks or they did like an Amazon Prime thing with the Panthers. And that was when Steve Smith was asking who we should start in fantasy. DJ Moore was sitting right there and he was shitting on him.
Yeah. That was the
and then Steve Smith like walked up to him and was like, should I start you?
Yeah, and he said and he's like, if you don't, I'm gonna beat your ass. Or something like that.
That was great.
Yeah, that was good.
So not like a healthier or a less healthy outlook on the boys then.
Oh no, I definitely made me more excited.
Good.
early on, but the last couple episodes has been kind of just repeating. There's not no new newfound fucking things that we were like, oh, we can really focus on this. It's all just kind of the status quo.
Right.
And then the rookies. So
I think you saw flashes of what it could be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of what I took away from it, too.
Yeah.
But okay. Let's continue on the NFL train. Let's talk a little bit of some foods that have been coming out. So I sent you one just now. And speaking of the Hard Knocks Bears, the Bears had their tasting today, it looks like. And Eddie from Barstool went. And this is the one that caught my eye. And I wanted your thoughts on it. So this that I am presenting to Mike and Jack is the Odunze dog at Soldier Field in the 2024-2025 NFL season. On the Odunze dog, it is a giant roll of some sort. Is that an onion roll?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Onion roll, jalapeno cheddar dog, Italian beef, jardinera, spicy Chicago secret sauce. I really want to know what that is. And then cheese crumbles, which I'd probably go without. Yeah. What do you think here, Michael?
I don't hate it. I've had beef and sausage like combos before. So I think it'd be in that general area. Like it's the Italian beef with the Italian sausage. But I don't know. It's weird. He's taking like traditional parts of the beef sandwich and I don't know. I like it. I would try it. It might have too much going on though. Cause the beef sandwich and then the cheddar jalapeno dog, like that's a lot going on, a lot of flavors, a lot of textures. I don't know how I'd love to bite into that whole thing.
I'm glad you said that because that was going to be my question was, do they do this Italian beef times brat slash hot dog type of thing? And it sounds like they do. And I think I'd be into that. Especially, what do you think the secret sauce is?
It doesn't, I can't really see anything, so I don't know if it's like a mayo.
It almost, no, I think, I don't know if that's like the jardinera at the, on the side there, like all the way.
On the left?
On the left, but on the right dog. You see that? That yeah, like barbecue sauce looking stuff?
Yeah, I would, I don't know about barbecue sauce, but yeah. I don't know, that's, I don't, it could be, so I would think, so Chicago dog focused on mustard, obviously the beef has its au jus. Maybe it's some weird combination of like a jus plus some sort of mayo. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, that's a weird.
Isn't au jus soup of the day?
No, that's.
That's soup du jour. That sounds good. I'll have that.
That's what I said.
Oh, fuck. That was amazing.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Anyways. I'll have that.
But, yeah, I would definitely fuck this thing up.
Yeah.
Might just be too much going on.
Cheese chips, take them or leave them? Or are you a cheese chip guy? I don't know about these cheese chips.
I've never.
I'd rather
this
have
is,
it melted.
I don't think that's a thing. I think that's just, this is. But for the novelty of it, I would try it with it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Might add that little crunch that you'd like. I don't know.
Well, if we, and I mean, we're all gas, no brakes on these away games this year. So if me and Stefan and potentially Jack end up coming out for the Bears-Lions game, then we're going to have to get ourselves some Odunze dogs.
Yeah, I would definitely indulge with you, bud.
Even if I hate his guts at that point, which I probably will.
Yeah, I mean, it's not about, you know, yeah, it ain't like that.
No, it ain't like that. We're just a food podcast testing some things out. Okay. So there's a few different articles that we can go, like every team just posted their food like today or yesterday or a couple days ago. So let me send you the Arizona Cardinals because they unveiled 50 foods.
50?
Yeah, 50 new foods. These crazy assholes over at State Farm Stadium.
State Farm. All right, dude. I just saw the first word of the fucking thing just makes me want to not look at this.
So click on that picture at the top, and it'll take you to a gallery. And then all you got to do is scroll through, and you'll see the foods. And the one that I do want you to look at is that crazy one, the blue one.
Why isn't it sending me to the gallery?
Oh, it should. It should look like this.
You mean the Kraft Culinary Concepts Cotton Candy Burrito?
Yeah. So here we go. Let's dive into this while Michael's looking at it. This is the Kraft Culinary Concepts Cotton Candy Burrito. I don't know why it's such a mouthful. Feels like they could have shortened the name. But it has a cotton candy outside. Blue cotton candy outside with some red cotton candy. And inside is cotton candy flavored ice cream, fruity pebbles, Fruit Loops, marshmallows, Skittles, mini M&Ms, gummy bears, and sprinkles. I mean, this is the most asinine thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that's disgusting, dude.
Like, I don't know that I would buy my kid this. Just... not even because I'm like, oh, I don't want you having all that sugar. Just out of spite for how asinine this thing is that they built and are trying to sell to people. And also, yeah.
Go ahead.
Can you just put things in whatever you want? Like, they can just use Skittles and then mini M&Ms and all that stuff? Like, in a signature food item at your place? I wonder what the rights are for that.
I'm sure you can. I don't think there's... so? Yeah, I don't know. I think as long as you don't, like, brand it as Skittles, if I had to guess.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. That is obviously just a shot in the dark. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But, yeah, I think if, as long as you're not, like, Skittles, fucking cotton candy brandy, I think you're
Let me look up the lines here. No, I agree that you can probably just go ahead and do it. You're right.
Either way, though, that is disgusting. Like, what are
Dude,
we doing?
It's gross.
Here? Like... even the photo isn't even appetizing. It's like, hey, they were like, hey, let's take our fucking Halloween candy bag and just dump it into one and see what happens. Right. And they got this. They're like, oh, let's just wrap it in some cotton candy. We're fucking inventors.
Damn. They are douchebags. The Lions have not released theirs yet. But I am going to take you through the rest of the Bears and then can pop on out. But... the next thing on the Bears list is this giant pretzel that is shaped in the shape of a bear claw.
Yeah, I saw
and
that.
You guys know I'm not a pretzel guy, a soft pretzel guy, but I don't think this thing even looks good, soft pretzel guy or not. Thoughts? Am I crazy?
Like you're saying it's a little overcooked?
It's definitely overcooked. Well, like this is the presentation one. This is the best we could do.
Yeah, it is a little bit. Yeah, it looks like a. Yeah, it doesn't look good for sure.
No, it's literally a giant bear claw pretzel. It has five like claws on it. So imagine that while you're listening to this, because it's fucking wild. But yeah. The sauce is on the side. The mustard. Was that ranch?
I don't know.
Do you eat ranch?
Can't
no,
ranch.
It's got to be some sort of cream cheese fucking
like
dip.
Blue cheese or something.
You think so? I don't know. What,
cheese,
what do you guys
mustard.
Do with the pretzels?
I'd probably say cheese, mustard, and then some sort of sour or cream cheese dip.
Dude, a soft pretzel from the Saginaw Bay Ice Arena with some salt and some cheddar cheese straight out of the plastic machine that spits it out.
You love that shit?
I mean... yeah.
Jack, look this up for me because we were having this debate and I don't want to forget about it at the pool. Is Mountain Dew Code Red is still being sold, right?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. That's
yes, it is. Dude, I just bought some the other day.
You did?
Yeah, I swear. Dude, I bought...
how was it?
A couple weeks ago, I was super hungover and I was sitting on my couch and I was like, I want something to drink. So I put my shoes on and walked to CVS and I was standing, I was cooked super and I was standing in front of the big wall that has all the drinks on it for like 12 minutes at least.
Dude, what a great moment that is.
Oh, dude, it was. I was like, I can get anything I fucking want.
Doesn't matter. Everything here is $4 or less. I can afford all of it. Price is exactly. not a factor. It's just what I want.
It's all available. Yep.
Mom gave me a 10. I can do whatever the fuck I want. Mm-hmm. So I walked out with Voltage. And then this past weekend, I was also mega hungover. So I did the same exact thing and got a code red.
Damn.
Yeah, I think you can find yep. Code Red at 7-Elevens, easy money, and I think pretty much everywhere, but
nothing like a fountain Code Red.
I mean, I don't know if I've ever had a fountain Code Red, to be honest.
No, that's what they had at the ice arena, Jack, speaking of the soft pretzel. Oh. That's what made me think about it. So that was my dude. Drink when I was little.
Yep.
Code red from the ice arena. Oh, yeah, dude. That shit's crack.
I think you know what's crazy to say? I think I got drank more in the little span that the Live Wire was out back in the day than I'd ever drank Code Red.
Live Wire's the orange one, Bob.
Yeah.
You love Live Wire?
Dude, when it was like new, it was the shit. I haven't drank it in probably fucking 15 years, but when it was new.
Dude, Livewire was popping when like Whiteout was popping.
It was the OG Whiteout. It went green, Code Red, Livewire. Then they went fucking bananas, and then that's when like Whiteout and all that shit came out.
So Dan was with us at the pool over the weekend, and he brought these alcoholic Mountain Dews. I don't know if you guys have seen those.
Yeah.
So they have zero sugar in them, and I tried all of them, and they were. Very good. Except the one weird flavor. So they have four flavors. It was regular Mountain Dew, Baja Blast, Live Wire, and then watermelon, which was junk.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Baja Blast was literally a fucking Baja Blast.
I had
sick.
Baja Blast one. I've had that one, and it tasted just like Baja Blast.
Have you guys tried the alcoholic Sunny D's yet or no?
Yeah,
I have not. No good?
Have you tried them, Mike?
Yeah, it tasted like they took a High Noon and just made an orange High Noon. It didn't really taste Sunny D at all. It was very like manufactured booze flavor.
Damn, I had high hopes too.
Me too.
Give it a run. It wasn't overly expensive. They come in four packs. Maybe you'd like it, but maybe because I drink so many seltzers that I was just like, this tastes almost like it. I don't know.
So no tang to it.
Exactly. It didn't have that, but because it's like there's almost a thickness in the real Sunny D, and I don't think they can do that with the booze without it tasting disgusting.
Right? Yeah, that shit's like milk coming out of Sunny D. You want it though. You want it. Yeah, it leaves your mouth feeling all weird. You're like, I don't know why, but
like a cat's tongue, dude.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah,
I mean,
just pores.
Yeah,
but yeah, good shit for Mountain Dew. Gary was telling me that Code Red doesn't exist anymore. I said, bullshit. Yeah,
he's a fucking idiot. That's the crazy. Yep. And he's a young guy. He should know this, dude. He's running with the young go-hards. He should know that Code Red is still zooming off the shelves.
That's what I tried to tell him. He was thinking that I was the only backer. I was like, no, the country loves this stuff. Like they're getting pallets of this stuff shipped to 7-Elevens across the United States.
Yeah.
But yeah, he wasn't having it. That's cool. 27, any 27s before we get out of here?
Vladimir Guerrero.
Ooh, nice.
Eddie George.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie Lacy.
Titans, Eddie George.
Yes, Titans, Eddie George.
Eddie Lacy, yep. What about, was Scott Niedermeyer? Were any of the Niedermeyers, or no, they were 20, were they 22 and 23?
I don't know.
I thought maybe one of them was, Jack, look that up. Look and see if Scott Niedermeyer was 27 when he was in, Anaheim.
Jamal Murray and is 27, right? Isn't he 27?
Is he?
From the Nuggies? Yeah, I believe he is.
Yeah. What about Blake Martinez, Los Angeles Kings?
Oh, that's a good one because Alec Martinez was 23, and I thought that's who you're talking about. I don't know.
Scott was 27.
Scott was look. Check out Blake Martinez, LA Kings.
Blake.
His number's retired in.
Where's it retired?
Scott's is retired in Anaheim.
Oh yeah, he's a fucking G. One of the best ever.
Did you want me to look for
Blake Martinez? Los Angeles Kings.
Oh, Mike Trout's number 27.
Oh, yeah, duh. You forget that guy's even on the earth.
Yeah.
Okay. Dude, fuck the Angels. We need to do a useless franchises draft because the Angels would be a top-tier pick for that. Just
yeah.
I don't care if they're here, if they're gone, and I don't think anybody else cares at all.
We should do that draft.
Blake Martinez on the Kings?
Yeah, maybe I was thinking of Alec.
Alec. It's got to be Alec.
There has to be a Blake Martinez hockey player, though. I feel like that name is just stuck in my brain now.
All I'm seeing is Blake Martinez.
College football player?
Raiders.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
The Raiders at some
was
point.
He 27?
I don't know.
Dude, I think the Hard Knocks fucking series is waking the Cubs up.
For the Kings, though.
Oh, he was
Alec 27? Wow. All right. Yeah. All right. It all comes full circle. Look at that.
It's an insane dude, fucking pull.
I know we haven't talked about baseball in a while, but this Hard Knocks, I think the Hard Knocks has gotten the Cubs riled up. But also, we both have over 500 baseball squads right now.
Tigers are 12-3 in their last 15. Nobody, dude. We're not talking about it. Everybody in Detroit's okay. Trying not to talk about it.
I was going to say, right? Dude, we're the Cubs have won like five straight series. And it's like, hold on. I mean, we're only four and a half games out of fucking the wild card now. And it's like, so we're just not talking about it.
Well, see, because I think we talk about it, but I think we talk about it next week because we're in the same boat where we're six out right now. Mm-hmm. Talk to me next week. If we're three out, then I'm let's have a conversation about it.
Okay.
Until then, it's fake because we'd have to go like 22-7 or something crazy for us to make the playoffs. So,
okay, that's fair.
So if we're heated next week, we come right in and we talk about it first thing. And I'll even write it down right now so we don't forget.
Yeah, I do because I mean, fuck, like, yeah, in a week, that's fucking six games.
Look at this. All right, Tigers/Cubs. Robert. Thumbs up.
Oh, right. Boy.
We are saved. All right. Episode 127 is a wrap. Thank you. Thank you, Alec Martinez. And shout out to the Odunze dog.
Yeah.
We love you guys. Peace.